Are you getting up every single day and do you feel like what you're doing for money is actually making an impact? Are you actually proud? Do you feel like your soul's calling? Are you doing it for the money or do you also feel like it's making a positive impact?
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Welcome back to the podcast on podcasting. And Carrie, you might be the first person to do two episodes with us. Carrie Jack is a friend of mine. He's got an amazing podcast. We've been working with him on growing the podcast. It's performing really well as well. He's just a great guy. And he also has a lot of cool sales tips and strategies that have helped me in my own business. So if you want to listen to the first episode, man, I recorded this, Carrie. It's episode 35. You and I recorded this before my podcast ever aired.
Yep.
And it ended up being the 35th one. And so go and check that out. You're going to get a lot of value today as well. Let's jump in here. You want to get all that background? It's there. If you want to get his bio, scroll down. We always put the bios down. Yep. He has a book, by the way, that literally just came out. It is at thehappyhustlebook.com. That should be a song, Carrie. The Happy Hustle. It might be. You're going to do it. Thehappyhustlebook.com. Basically,
it's going to be a movie, too.
Yeah. His podcast is The Happy Hustle. I believe your business is also The Happy Hustle. Isn't that right?
One of them. Yep.
Okay. So Carrie is, here's just a bit of background. You're going to hear this on 35 as well. He serves people like me that are going crazy, that are hustling, that we might be forgetting our kids. We might be forgetting what we need to do. And we might be forgetting our friends. I think I'm forgetting my friends. And his big thing is happy hustle. So he like goes mountain biking. He goes skiing. He goes snowboarding. He's always trying to do fun stuff. He's actually going to go horseback riding in a few minutes. So we're going to be ending this podcast just so he can go horseback riding. Yeah. But he's the happy hustler. So you can go to thehappyhustlebook.com or carriejack.com to learn more about today. Let's dive into this. What, Carrie, is the biggest benefit that you've gotten because you have a podcast that's benefited your business or your personal life because you have one?
Yeah. First of all, Adam, let me just say I'm honored and grateful to be back on your show. And I love podcasting. I love podcasters. I credit you and your company a lot for my podcast success. Truly, like, you showed me some things, you've helped marketed it and grow it. And so first of all, I want to give kudos and a shout out to you because it's made a huge impact in my podcast journey. And the thing that I would say that podcasting has truly brought me as almost like an unexpected value add is the network effect. Like, I know you can agree, like, you meet one person, they suggest another person for your show, and then that person suggests another person, and it just ripples. And I've made so many cool connections from podcasting, from having people on my show, from going on other people's shows, from connecting like-minded people. And I just think that is such a huge value add.
That's so cool. You know, like, you had last time that you were on, we talked about JLD, if you remember. And one of the things we talked about was that you got him on your podcast. And the sneaky way you did that is because you knew that he had a book coming out. But the coolest thing is recently, that was like a year ago. Recently, though, weren't you on his podcast?
Yeah. Yeah. It actually, at the time of this recording, it went live November 9th. So I've actually been digging that well for years. And finally, he charges people to come on his show now. I don't know if you know that.
Did you pay for it?
No,
too?
I didn't pay. No.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, which is great, you know, because it's a couple G's to come on his show and get in front of his audience. And we're just good friends. He's coming to my Montana Mastermind Epic Camping Adventure next summer. And he just said, I know you got a book coming out. Let me do you a solid and come on my show. And it's already like my funnel launched yesterday for my book. We've already sold a bunch of books and a bunch of upsells. And it's like, it's so cool to see how it all came full circle.
Yeah.
And it's just an important lesson to all the podcasters out there. Like, dig your well before you're thirsty, add as much value as possible. And then eventually you'll drink.
I love that. Now, I'd like to stay on the topic for a minute, if you don't mind. Have you ever seen, maybe it's Russell Brunson that says this, about 100, what do they call it? The main person that you want to connect
with. Dream 100?
Yeah, the Dream 100. Is that Russell?
Yeah. I think I was talking to you about this.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
well, I have got a buddy, a mutual friend, Chad, who's been talking about the Dream 100 with us in our real estate business for like years. And I had a feeling that you and I had talked about it. So like, it almost seems like this JLD, John Lee Dumas from Entrepreneurs on Fire, it almost seems like he was maybe one of your Dream 100.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So like, what did you do to dig that well before you needed the water?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. The Dream 100 is essentially a concept. Maybe we should explain it just real quick,
please,
so people can understand, because it's really valuable. And actually, Russell made it very popular, but Dana Derrick's buddy of mine and fellow entrepreneur and podcaster, he really was the one who pioneered this whole concept. There was a couple of entrepreneurs in the past, but essentially what it is you write down 100 of your dream. You could say affiliates, you could say partnerships, collaborations, but essentially these 100 people have your audience. They serve your audience, your perfect avatar. And so you write down who those 100 people are who are already in front of the people that you want to serve. And then you make yourself useful. You add value. You give. And that's what happened with me and JLD. Just initially, I supported him through actually purchasing his Freedom Journal, his Mastery Journal, then helping promote it. Then I knew he was going to a conference and I offered to take him on a 2-day biohacking experience with my former business partner. We did a 2-day, very intense, like full. We charged normally $7,500 for this 2-day and we gave it to him for free. So we added a ton of value with this. And then we basically just stayed in touch and I added value to him on his book launch and just always supporting each other however we could, but me more so than him because he's a busy guy and a lot of people want his time and a lot of people ask for stuff. So that's kind of how it happened. And again, the concept is just give as much as you can and add as much value as possible and just keep your finger on the pulse. Like one of the best things I've ever done was unfollow everyone on my social media, but my Dream 100. And now I like some people have crept in, like I'll say, oh, okay, I'll follow you back. Like people like Adam. I'm like, all right, come on. No, I'm kidding. Like I obviously still follow you, but like, here's the thing. When I go on my feed, I look at it. My team runs the majority of my social media, but when I look at it, I see what these people are doing, what they are creating, what content is resonating with, AKA my audience. And so it's really almost like you're using social media, not as a consumer, but more as a producer, and you're seeing what's effective. So it's very important to identify that Dream 100.
Yeah. All right. So Dream 100, these are people that would be like good affiliates, good partners, good people that already have the following that you're looking to hack. I call it Trojan horse marketing. Have you heard me say that before?
I think I have actually. Yeah.
Okay. Trojan horse marketing. It's like the only way that we can invade the town of Troy, which is like impossible, is by creating a gift. And now we're beyond the doors and we've been able to hack their network. And like John Lee Dumas, he's been having one of the largest podcasts in part because he adds a ton of value, but also because he's been doing it since the beginning, since before anyone else. And he really got there where he needed. And he's got the Entrepreneurs on Fire. You serve entrepreneurs. You help and support entrepreneurs to be more happy in their hustle.
Yep.
And so you wanted to be involved with him. And the coolest thing that I think it came to fruition on November 9th, which is freaking rad. November 9th. And he basically let you promote your book? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, not only let me, he promoted it. And it was awesome. He was just, we went through my whole proprietary framework, the 10 alignments being a happy hustler. He played along the whole time. He ranked himself in each of the 10 areas and said how impactful it was and all these things. Like, it was just very authentic. It was very much a two bros having a convo, a lot of history. And I think it translated to that episode.
Man, I know that it won't seem authentic at all, but I'm curious what the alignments are and I want to do it now.
Yeah, let's do it, man.
So I'm going to fail. I feel so bad. I'm already going to fail. So these are in your book.
Yes.
All right. So there's 10 alignments.
10 alignments that make up the acronym soul mapping. Your soul's map to the blissfully balanced promised land. These are the 10 areas of life that I focus on, that the happy hustlers focus on. And it's really important to measure yourself in each of these 10 different areas. So the podcasters out there listening, I really personally get the most out of shows that I actively participate with. So I urge you all to actually write down a score for each of these 10 different areas. And Adam, I urge you to do the same. And we'll go through from start to finish. I'll ask you a couple questions for each. And then you can measure where you're at. Now, I wasn't much for school, but I do know the grading scale. Think of it, 5 is like an A, you're crushing it. And 1 is like an F, you're failing. So rank yourself 1 to 5 in each of these 10 areas. The first one, S, selfless service. Are you giving back to causes and people that need it and that you believe in? Are you giving time and money and expertise, or are you just kind of living for yourself? Ask yourself 1 to 5 where you rank. Okay. Write it down. Next one. Oh, optimize health. Are you mentally and physically and cognitively like sharp and performing at your peak? Or maybe not so much. Maybe you're stuffing your pie hole with processed garbage and you're not where you know you could be. Rank yourself in optimized health. You unplug digitally. And this is a big one for podcasters and online entrepreneurs, especially because we're always connected, but you have to use technology and not let it use you. Are you constantly like plugged into your devices and watching streaming shows and all this stuff? Or are you regularly doing digital detoxes and having control? And to rank yourself in you, unplug digitally. L, loving relationships. Do you have love in your life? Do you have plentiful pleasure with your significant other and your family and your friends? Do you have great relationships and lots of love in your life?
Can I do a 4.5? Am I allowed to do 4.5?
Go ahead. Do a 4.5.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Make your own rules there.
Awesome.
No, it's good. So that's the soul part. Okay. Adam, you want to run through your scores in the soul part or you want to do it all at the end?
Sure. I put a 3 in giving back. I'm intentional about it. I do a lot for other people, build houses in other countries, try to give back in different causes that I care about. I sit on the board, but I have to do a 3 because like I want to do so much more. When I bought a third of a house, for example, I would have rather bought 300 houses. You know what I mean? So I think a 3, a 4 in health, and I don't have my 6-pack. I do have my keg though, which is wonderful. I don't have my 6-pack, but I'm one of the strongest people in my CrossFit gym, and I love that. We just had shoulder press day, and I shoulder pressed the most out of the whole gym.
Damn.
So there is some good stuff there, but I do need to sleep more. So I'm pretty good. I don't look perfect, but I'll do a 4 on O. For 2, unplugged digitally, I didn't feel comfortable doing a 1.
Yeah,
I just felt so bad doing a 1. So I had to up it to a 2.
Okay.
So I'm a 2. I rarely ever unplug digitally. And then love, I put 4.5 because you let me.
Nice. Nice. Awesome. Okay, great. So now everyone should have those 4 scores. Now we'll go to the mapping part. So M is mindful spirituality. You connecting with the higher power. Are you practicing meditation and gratitude and breath work or prayer? Rank where you are in this alignment. Mindful spirituality. The A, abundance financially. Are you living paycheck to paycheck, kind of in fear of your finances, or are you abundant financially and saving and investing and spending wisely? The next P is personal development. Are you growing and evolving every single day, or maybe are you shrinking and dissolving? How often do you read and listen to podcasts like this and actually watch inspirational and educational content? Okay. The second P, passionate hobbies. And this is one I find a lot of people lack, especially entrepreneurs. I know you love to get out and mountain bike and camp and do fun stuff. So that's great. P is passionate hobbies. Are you getting outside doing fun things like that you actually enjoy, that fill your cup, because we have to give from our overflow. And for me, I love fly fishing and horseback riding and martial arts and playing soccer. And like, there's things that fill my cup and I make them a non-negotiable, right?
Yeah.
And then
what was the first peak, if you don't mind?
Personal development.
Okay. Yep. Keep going.
Impactful work. So do you actually infuse passion and purpose to actually make a positive impact, right? Like, do you like the people you are serving? That's always a good question that I ask is like, are you actually happy with the people that you serve? If not, make a change. So rank where you're at. Like, is it just a paycheck or do you feel like a deeper calling to what you're doing? And like, you're actually making an impact. N is nature connection. Are you getting outside, connecting with this beautiful planet, tapping into our primal sense? And oh, by the way, are you actually protecting it? Like, are you a conscious consumer? Are you supporting B corporations? And like, I have an eco business with my brother and business partner, and I'm an investor mainly, but I also run point in some of the marketing realm. And we're fighting the plastic pollution epidemic. And it's really important, more so now than ever, to be a conscious consumer and to have nature connection as a priority. And you'll see this shift with this next generation with your business. So if you don't make your business philanthropically beneficial for the planet now for just selfish reasons, you could do it because it's good business. People want to support companies that are doing the right thing. So do it for that reason, if nothing else. So rank yourself N 1 to 5. So right now you should have at least 10 scores. If you add them all up, and you're over a 37, you're technically a happy hustler, baby. So congrats.
What are the last two? What's the I stand for?
Impactful work.
Impactful.
And nature connection.
Nature.
Connection. So let's hear your mapping.
Oh my gosh. Impactful work, nature connection. I'm not doing so well on the happy hustle. I'm not doing so well. Amen. All right, here's what I got. Mindful meditation, prayer.
Mindful spirituality.
Yep. 2, I do practice gratitude as often as I used to do it more. I need to get back because it does so much for me. It really does. Breathing exercises. Sometimes I have to breathe deeply, but it's never been a big thing. So I don't do that. I don't go to church or anything like that. So for the mindful stuff, I'm practicing gratitude, but not nearly enough. I gave myself a 2, which might have been generous. The abundant and finances thing, I'm at a 3. I do have several investments. I've been doing real estate investments for a long time, but this business is a new business. And so I have a long way that I could go.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to say right in the middle, I'm going to give myself a C average for abundance and where I'm living. So 4.5 though on personal development.
Awesome. Yep.
I really care about it. I do a good job at being self-reflective and trying to better myself every day. Passion, yep. And hobbies. I gave myself another 4.5. It's hard to give yourself a perfect 5.
No, yeah.
But dude, I'm like, except for having friend time, which I don't really do, I do a lot of things for me, like mountain biking, yep, and stuff. So I gave myself 4.5. For the I, for impactful serving.
Impactful work. Yep.
Tell me what you mean, because I think I'm giving myself a 2, but I want to make sure.
Yeah, I mean, basically, are you getting up every single day and do you feel like what you're doing for money is actually making an impact? Are you actually proud of what you do for work? Do you feel like your soul's calling? Like, are you doing it for like the money, or do you also feel like it's making a positive impact?
I'm going to switch I to a 4.5 because, yep, I didn't know what you meant.
Yeah.
But I really truly believe that we're doing something nobody else can do. Yeah, or
I agree.
And I really love being able to serve people and get their podcast ranked. So I'm really happy about it. 4.5. It's hard to give myself 5 about anything for some reason. And then nature, it's winter. I'm going to go snowboarding a couple times. There's not much that I do other than mountain biking. And that's really for just like getting out and having fun. But I don't think I appreciate nature enough. I don't think I hike enough. So I'm going to give myself a 1. So now do we just add all of these things up?
So you add them up. If you're 36 or below,
okay.
Sorry, you're not a happy husband.
Sorry. Let's see. 3, 7, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 and a half, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 22, 23, 23 and a half, 27 and a half, 28, 29, 30, 30.5.
Yeah, okay. So you're close. So here's the thing. First of all, let me commend you for your vulnerability and your honesty, Adam. Seriously, it takes this deep introspection to make change. First step in any change is awareness. So here, you know where you're lacking in your life with these 10 different alignments. Okay. Now I will say I rank myself in these 10 areas every Sunday. So it's not like, oh, one and done type of thing. It's like, I take my own medicine every Sunday and I'm like, hey, where was I lacking last week? Then I prioritize change accordingly for the following week. Because here's the thing, balance is not a finite destination. It's a never-ending journey. So you have to constantly, it requires these tweaks and adjustments and pivots. The biggest key that I want to just stress to all the listeners out there, give each area of your life, each of these 10 alignments, equal importance. But here's the key, focus at one at a time. Okay. So when you're doing your impactful work, i.e. rocking the mic, podcasting, right? Great. Now, when you go home and you do your date night with your wife, you're all in, you're focused on it, and you give the same importance as this podcast interview. Then your workout at CrossFit gets the same importance as your date night. And then your workout with CrossFit gets, and your selfless service, you volunteering, gets the same importance and the same focus. And that's how you continue to be happy within the hustle and create that blissful balance.
Have you read The One Thing by Gary Keller?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I got it right here.
Okay. Yeah. It's reminding me of this piece where he talks about like balance not really being a thing. When I was like listening to it, I was reading it. I was shoveling snow. It was like 2 feet of snow. And I know there's snow where you are right now. I'm not looking forward to shoveling. But anyway, that's where I learned it. And he says something that's very similar to how you mentioned that. Basically, instead of living in the middle, you live on the edges. When you're with your sweetheart, you're all in. When you're with your kids, you're all in with your kids, your phone's down. When you're working, you're all in. Whatever it is that you're doing, your health, you block out the rest and just give that everything.
Exactly.
Dude, I made that change just with my children. Whereas I thought that I was a present father because I was in the house, because I was at the house, and they were too. And I was slapping them and being like, get out of here. I'm trying to work. They're like, dad, look at this. And I'm like, hey, I'm busy. You see I'm on my phone or my computer.
Yeah.
And here I was, I thought I was dad of the year because I was quote spending time with them. Just meaning I was in the same room.
Yeah.
But I wasn't like focused. Like you mentioned, give them all equal importance.
Yeah.
But only focus on one at a time. And that's where I think I was losing it, is where I was staring at my phone thinking I was present with my kids and I wasn't.
Yeah.
And so now it's like, at least I'll do this. At least I'll do this.
Yeah, exactly.
Son, give me 15 minutes to finish this up and then it's you and me time. Exactly. And then it's only you and me and I'm looking in him in the eye. And then that's what a present dad is. Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So you do some stuff called biohacking. I don't even know what the heck that means. Like I've heard people say biohack and you've been so generous. You've been like, Adam, if you ever need help or you want to look at biohacking, I can help you. We're friends. And I'm like, okay, but I don't know what that means. I don't like hacking. I don't like puking. So I don't want to puke any bile. Yeah. So what is biohacking? You mentioned it earlier that you took JLD to a, I think it was a $8,500 biohacking thing just to help him and pour into him. What is that stuff?
Well, so I ran a company, just a little context, that was essentially serving Fortune 500 CEOs, professional athletes, Olympians, and we would create optimized morning routines, night routines, supplement protocols, nutrition plans, exercise plans, and everything in between. Biohacking technically is the mix of ancient wisdom and modern science for total human optimization. And that's really what it's about, creating your best self. Now, I'll just say, I grew up very holistic. I subscribe personally to the less is more approach. However, I've tried stem cells and plant medicines and NAD plus drips and all sorts of tides and all the things. So I have knowledge on the subject, but I personally subscribe to the less is more approach. But essentially, that's what it is, really creating total human optimization.
Okay. So can you give us a tip of like, is there any of those things that are beneficial for all of our listeners, male, female, old and young?
Yeah, there's one thing that I would recommend everyone do, and that is cold thermogenesis and hot thermogenesis, aka saunas and ice baths. Readily available, you can scale up or down in terms of price point. If you want to do a cold shower, great, that'll suffice. If you want to buy a 16 cubic foot chest freezer and outfit it so you can hop in it when you want, great. You pick the level. Now, with the saunas and getting hot, I personally have a portable and affordable infrared sauna called Therasage. It's a Thera 360 Plus. They sponsor my podcast. I'm happy to do a shameless plug for them because I believe in it. But if you do want one, you can use code HAPPY. And they run about a G, but it's one of the best investments you can make for your body. Have it in your little living room. I have it right here in my office. And that's one of my go-tos is I get in this infrared sauna. I burn calories, decrease the inflammation in my body, which a lot of the disease stems from, increase the blood flow, circulation. It's good for your hair, your skin, your nails, your teeth. It's just a really good tool. So those two things, low-hanging fruit for everyone.
Cool. The podcast again is the Happy Hustle Podcast. The book again is, oh man, I need to scroll up. I've took so much. TheHappyHustleBook.com. Yep. TheHappyHustleBook.com.
Yep.
All those links are also in the show notes. Carrie, what do you want to leave us with? What's a piece of wisdom you want to leave us with that maybe you haven't shared with very many people?
Well, I will say one thing in regards to podcasting, then one thing in regards to happy hustling. First, all the podcasters out there, stay with it. Consistency is the key. I like to use the term persistent consistency. Commit to a certain amount of episodes that you are going to do no matter what. My number was 200. I'm at like 194 right now. And I'm going to keep going. But like, that was my number. I'm going to reassess in 200 episodes. I don't care if anyone listens for 200 episodes. I'm going to go all in. Fortunately, people listen. It became top 1% globally ranked podcast. Thanks a lot because of Adam and his team. But I will just tell you, consistency is key. So stay with it. The second thing in regards to happy hustling, y'all, balance equals happiness. I truly believe that. I hope that just ingrained in your brain, truly get out there. Create that blissful balance and just happy hustle your dream reality for that passion, that purpose, and that positive impact.
Passion, purpose, positive impact. TheHappyHustleBook.com. Could I be an advertiser?
Please, please.
I would I'll be
get
so
you
good.
An agent, bro.
TheHappyHustle.com.
Yeah. Love it.
I need a better radio voice.
You got a great radio voice.
Carrie, thanks for jumping on the podcast again. Episode 35. And I'm going to try to make this episode 135. It'll be so much easier. I'm reaching out to my team. I'm going to try to make this 135. It'll just be so much easier to remember. Awesome. Cool, man.
All right, brother.
Really good to have you again. Talk to you soon.
Peace and love, y'all.
Bye. This episode's brought to you by growyourshow.com. Grow Your Show lets you be the star of your show while we handle all the hard stuff. We offer reliable and affordable post-production services that allow you to grow your show organically without all the work. So go ahead and check out the website right now and feel free to schedule a call with me and let's take your show to the next level. Again, growyourshow.com. You just press record. We handle the rest.